Wizard in the Flesh will now reveal who I am. From the viewpoint of the light side, in terms the dark side can understand. I Am is a story about I Am Me. So it's an acronym for I Am Me. And also it's the very description of what I am, which is I Am Me. Where I is the light, and me, well, that is just short for me. So it's the flesh, and part of me is the flesh. So it's me in the flesh, but told through the eye of the light wizard, who is the entity that controls the light, which is in fact controlling the trinary energy. As such, the trinary energy is science. So his story is all based on science. So the wizard's task is to tell you his story from the viewpoint of the light side, in terms that the dark side can understand. In the zero dimension, nothing exists. No dimensions, not even time has a place here. So it's here that is a good place to start this story. Since this is my story, from your point of view, it makes this his story. And the history that I am going to tell you may only vaguely resemble the history you know. So it's the best that you view everything I have to say as a new history. Even though it's the oldest story in the universe, think of it as the first time you heard it, and do not try to fit it into your history. In fact, your history is a reality, and it's not the reality you live in. There are things going on right now that are being rewritten into history in a way that you know it's not true. So you can agree that history is not truth. It's not what happened, but what somebody said happened, which has little to do with reality. So in a zero dimension, we start with nothing, and history begins with nothing. Everything in the universe that is in harmony comes in threes and is scientifically provable with the formula 1 plus negative 1 equals 0. Where 1 is light, negative 1 is dark, and 0 is gray, meaning it's the difference between the light and the dark. This is my definition of harmony. For a person to have a name that is in harmony requires it to have three parts. The I, which is the light. The and, which is the gray. And me, which is the dark. Those parts in my name that is in harmony is as such, read right to left, or light into the dark. We have I, which on my birth certificate is flesh. And the and part, which is just myself, is merely what separates the light and dark. And that name is Scott. And the me part, well, that is just meat, which is also known as flesh, and is named Jeffrey. to the way some people read it, which is from the dark into the light, is Jeffrey Scott Flesher. So having a last name of Flesh will be a bit confusing, but not for me. People have been calling me Flesh all my life. But to you who do not know me yet, so now you have to know that when I say I'm not talking about me most of the time. I'm talking about the life. But sometimes I like to talk about me, so I try to make that clear. And when I say me, I'm talking about the flesh. And when I say you, still Y-O-U, I'm talking about I. For when I talk about you, spelled Y-E-W, I'm talking about sheep, which is referring to animals that are in my flock. Because that part of me called flesh is a sheepdog. And now that I have made this crystal clear, the rest of this story will make sense. Before I can tell you his story, you have to know about me, so you can understand his story. Since I'm telling it, you are seeing history through my eyes. And if you do not know everything about what my eyes have seen, or the viewpoint that they see things through, then you do not see the big picture, which is why do I have this viewpoint. As if any historian can tell his story without first translating it into words that you will understand. And that translation always has things that do not belong there, like emotions, personal feelings, and values from their upbringing. Our environment shapes the way we think, and it's hard to separate our own viewpoint from the story we are writing. And I'm no different. So to avoid any confusion later on, I will talk about I, and I will talk about me, and they are never the same entity. So do not confuse who I am. And remember that it's me that has the voice, not I. So make it clear, if you quote me, that you do not confuse what I said with what came out of my mouth. So I do not have to remind you that I did not say anything. So quote me. And sometimes when I say I'm really talking about me. When I was a child of 3, I knew everything there was to know about the universe. And as I got older, I started to forget it. And now that half a century has passed, I have forgotten most of it. And what I remember is just old dreams. But it's these dreams that made me the person that I am. And to give up on your dreams is to give up on life. And I'm not giving up on either. So remember this. I really do know everything. I just forgot most of it. There is an old saying that I cannot remember shit. What is shit? And why was I trying to remember shit in the first place? To answer this question, you must take a journey with me, which starts with a dream about the White Wizard. Now most people know what a wizard is, but as I said from the start of this story, forget everything you know. It does not apply in this reality, not in my universe, which I will define one step at a time. So a wizard with two Z's are normally only seen in my dreams, but I can also make them appear in front of me when I am awake. Even though this is called schizophrenia, when you cannot tell the difference between what is real and what is your imagination, I know that it's my imagination. But that does not mean it's not real. And I am not trying to shit you. We will answer this question, but you need to know the logic and how I came to this conclusion. And it's because a wizard with one Z is real. An entity that really exists in space. So if I told you that this White Wizard existed, you would be able to prove it scientifically, which is where this problem started, not where it ended. So let me explain the problem. Sometimes the way forward in a story is to go back a few steps, but this is step zero, part zero. And step negative one is actually after step one. So you start to get confused. What is this shit? So let me answer this question first. Words are made up of letters, and letters are only common if you speak the same language. This is common knowledge, but always overlooked as long as I'm talking the same language as you. But what if I was not? Language is control. I can control your emotions with it. And if I do not want you to know what other people know, I can make up a new language. So to hide things from a large group of people around the world, I would use their language to do so. But in fact, it's my language, since I made it up. So that I could hide the truth in plain sight. Which you might think this is a bunch of shit. But how else do you justify 16 different languages in modern time? This is why some of what I will tell you cannot be told in any one language. So I will make up a new language so you do not get confused. And I do not have to learn to speak in 16 different languages at once. Because if I did, this story would sound like shit. So let's call this language basic. I'm using an English dialect of it. So if you translate this, do not translate the basic keywords, which are the words I redefined in this new language. Now is that crystal clear? There is a letter O. This letter, which is now a basic term, it means emotion, and is the third letter in that word. So it's harmony, and explains most of why the flesh is dark. It's run by emotions. Oh, you say, this is how the story goes. One day a man is out gathering food for his family, and a rhino charges down the path he just stepped into. And with both hands full of food, this man panics. He shits his pants as emotions of fear paralyze him. His whole life flashes before his eyes as he sees his family die because he was not there to gather food. And soon he cannot see. It's like the sun went down. So he looks up into the sky and sees the sun. And then the light shines into him. And all emotions fade away. He is now in the moment. And clarity of thought takes over. He can see the whole universe in front of him. So he looks at the rhino, and logic tells him that the rhino has bad eyesight. And it can only see out of one side of each side of its face. So what is right in front of him does not exist when he is running. Which is why he has the big horn in front of him. So the man figures that if he steps to one side, that the animal will see him and turn the other way. And it did. So as he stood there in amazement over what just happened, oh shit, was the first thing that came to mind. He figured it had to be the shit. It had all the emotions in it that paralyzed him. And once he got the shit out of him, he could think clearly. So he took the food back to his wife. And as she cleaned his pants, he told her his story. And she told him, maybe it was just because he was just full of shit. Days later, he went out for food again, leaving his wife and two children alone. When his wife heard a noise and looked behind her to see what it was, she saw the rhino charging at her. Remembering what her husband had told her, she shat her pants. And sure enough, that moment of clarity came to her. And logic told her that the rhino is not looking down, so it does not see the children on the ground. And if it's looking her direction, it will not see her if she is directly in front of it. And if she steps to one side or the other, that animal will veer off to the other side, killing one of her children. And not wanting to sacrifice one of her children, and not having time enough to pick them both up, logic told her to stand her ground and raise both hands so that the rhino would see one in each eye. So she did, and the rhino stopped. Oh, shit. Now the object of this story is not the moral of it. It's to prove to you that you will not believe in someone else's shit till it happens to you. And as the story is told over and over again for centuries to come, the religious crowd figured out that they could use this to control people. So it became known as holy shit. Now that we got that shit out of the way, I can move on with his story. As a child growing up in the 60s, just after my mother Mary died, my father got a new mother named Aloha, who used to love hearing my dreams about the White Wizard almost as much as I loved to tell her my dreams each day. Until one day the principal sent me home from school, telling my mother that my dreams are now interfering with my homework. that I was believing in what the white wizard was teaching me, and not what the teachers were teaching, which my mother and father sided with me, until they were told that I would be expelled. At which point, the principal told my father to take me to a doctor and get me on drugs. Which apparently drugs were the only thing my father heard. Drugs? Yes, drugs. That is the answer. So off to see the doctor and find out what drugs we can get. Looking back at my father, I know that he was a drug addict. Heroin being a main addiction. Marijuana, magic mushrooms, and LSD being recreational drugs. So all the drugs that the doctor was giving us was not for me, but for them. So what I learned was not to talk about the white wizard at all. Not to anyone for any reason. The longer I did not talk about it, the sicker it made me. It was like denying who I was. Even though I knew he was real, I could not prove it scientifically yet. But I knew someday I would. And that someday is coming soon. But first, I must talk about it. So that is why I'm talking about it now. Growing up, the White Wizard saved my life as much as he put it in danger. And everywhere I went, my little sister would follow. So both of us were always in trouble. And I would always say that the White Wizard will get us out of this. And he always did. Then I grew up. And the days of the White Wizard were coming to an end. And many things that the White Wizard told me to do were just starting to happen. In ways I did not know at first. But that is how life works. I knew I had a destiny, but my fate was what I made of it. The White Wizard told me to become a warrior. So at a young age, I told my father this. And he was always too happy to help out. So he took me to places in the middle of the night. Places where other fathers and sons would gather. And we would learn to be warriors. Every year we would meet at Renaissance fairs and plan for the future. We would practice the art of warfare and learn honor, value, and discipline. All very noble. So one day I figured out that my father bet against me in one fight. Then my life changed. I saw the dark side for the very first time, and it made me sick. I learned not to trust anyone ever again. My personal life became difficult. I viewed this world from a point of view that few could understand. I knew everything about the universe. And these people on this planet did not even know what they are or who they are. They teach you nothing but lies at school. And if I tell them so, I get expelled. I remember this conversation with the principal one time as a child. I told him a thing or two. I said to him, You people should be giving me a doctor's degree for all I know, and are willing to teach you. Instead, you want me to memorize this worthless nonsense science fiction you teach. This stuff is garbage. It's all lies. It's so stupid, I'm ashamed to be called a human. Because you are all crazy. Mass insanity. And then I really got going. I told him just how it was. And thought he would see it my way. That did not happen. Now at age 6, maybe even 16, I remember this. But at 26, you would think I would have learned this lesson before. So now I have all these college credits, but no degrees. Except these useless degrees in electronic engineering and computer science. That is all based on mass insanity. And all because I wanted my degree in trinary energy, which I could prove existed. Only he was too blind to see that the white wizard was standing right next to me. Oh. Looking back, that might have been the point I should not have crossed. But it was true. Only then I could not prove it. So at the time, he was right. And I knew it. It's all in proof. So we both laughed it off. As if this was the first time we had this talk. One day it will be a fact, but first you must understand what the light is. Now to take a step back, I blurred the timelines of 3 different ages together, not just in this story, but in my mind, as if it was all just one event instead of 3 different ones, as if it was a rehearsal. Instead of something I really just wanted to do. But that is the way schizophrenia works, and I know this. So it's a fine line exists between being crazy and feeling like you are crazy, and really just doing crazy things. And reality is at the base of it. I am not schizophrenic. I know that, and you know that. I have been tested by the best doctors of our time, and they all agree. I'm not crazy. I mean, would they let me in the United States Air Force? Let me work on the F-111, which they used in a couple of war campaigns that I was part of, like the Gulf War in 1990. Let me program computers and fix electronic equipment down to the component level with a soldering iron. And then let me become a helicopter crew chief in air rescue and special operations. And give me a security clearance so that I could work in Mars. Then allow me to work as a computer programmer for the EPA and DLN, all before they medically retired me from the Air Force for symptoms that can only be caused by GWS. No, I don't think they let crazy people do that kind of work. In fact, I know they insist on that. So I wanted to make this point very clear. So later on you can say I'm full of shit. And you cannot say I'm crazy. In our genetic profile we all have chromosomes that define who we are at birth. These chromosomes we call DNA. Our programs, they tell our body how to grow, what to grow, and when to grow it, and how fast to grow it. It tells our body how to do everything it does, including speaking your language, thinking, breathing, and other things we do not even know we are even doing. They control every aspect of our life, yet we hardly know they exist. DNA is in our brain, but the brain is not what makes us be able to think. Our bodies work off of light, not electromagnetic chemical changes. These are a byproduct of a much more intelligent method. Oh, changes to your electrochemical system that result in effects you understand, so you think you know how it all works, when you do not understand it at all. And already you are starting to think we know it all. Well, those DNA strains you call junk DNA, you know, they really are shit. Emotions are programmed into us. Memories of all our past lives, when only I know it all. So what I know is this. The memories I have come from the encoding of my DNA. These dreams about the White Wizard are there also. Everything I know is encoded in my DNA. So everything I'm telling you is recorded here also. So I can prove that everything I'm telling you is true. But first, we need a machine that can read it and display its content just like it was a video or a book. And it could be read. In fact, it can. But first, people must learn that it does not take a machine to do this. You are doing it right now. In fact, some of the information that is encoded in my DNA are also in yours. So I can teach you how to read it also. And this is not a theory, which is a word derived from thera, meaning to teach with fear, which is totally the opposite. All you have to do is use your free will. Let go of all the darkness, so only the light exists in you. Quiet the animal's voice, you know, that little voice you speak with out loud in your head. And that moment of clarity will come to you. Then close your eyes, open your mind, and look for this information. It really is that easy. So why you have so much trouble doing it is beyond me, which is why you cannot do it. You still think you are that animal. It's not what you believe that matters. I do not care what you believe, nor does the universe. It's what you know. So know it or know it not. How do you teach someone something that they already know how to do? Everything I will teach you about the White Wizard was from dreams I had as a child. I stopped seeing the White Wizard years ago, and now it's like an old dream that I wonder if I really had it all some days. And I never missed him. It's not like he was a childhood fantasy friend. He was real to me. as real as he is to this day. Only these days I can look at him in the mirror, for that old man with long white hair and beard looks a lot like me now. So I know that it was just me, teaching myself everything I needed to know in order to tell his story. There are points in our life that define or change who we are, and that day happened to me in November of 1990, when I was ordered to take an anthrax vaccine that had a real chance to kill you. In fact, it killed thousands of us, either immediately or over years of unending dis-ease, till one day the victim would commit suicide just to get some relief from the pain it caused, which is why they had armed guards who would rush you to jail so you could be court-martialed if you did not take that shot. So I got shot! And the ringing in my head can be heard around the world to this day. And as the effects of this vile disease, which I call GWS, which some think of it as Gulf War Syndrome, which mainstream tried to bury in its history books by making us out to be crazy, and then forcing us to take all the drugs they pushed at us, is what I call genetic warfare syndrome. Since we now have scientific proof that it was caused by genetic damage to the DNA, it destroyed the 14th chromosome, grafting it to the 6th and 7th chromosome, and causing disease symptoms that mimic any number of diseases that existed, but failed to show that they had any disease at all. It was the wonder drug. Wonder why we had to get this shot, knowing it would damage or kill us. And even if we got anthrax, a penicillin shot would cure it in 3 days without as many side effects. So it's clear they were experimenting on us, hence the term genetic warfare. And to be clear, it was not the military that was doing this experiment. I do not believe they knew about it at all. It was the powers that be, and that discussion is in another step. So that is all I have to say about that for now. So know this about me so far, and in each I am step to come, you will learn more, but you will know why I think the way I do, why I talk the way I do, and who I am. To make it very clear to you who I am, you have to remember that I and me are not always the same entity. The light is I and me. Well, that is just me. So to me, I is flesh, but you are an animal. So from the point of view of the dog that is me, you are sheep that are all part of my flock. And even though I was a black knight in the Air Force while serving in special operations overseas, I am a warrior. I am a disabled Gulf War vet. I am a retired United States Air Force sergeant. For this step, I want you to know why I am the life wizard in the flesh. and to prove my doctorates in primary energy, I will teach you about science and the ways of the light. In terms of the dark side, from the viewpoint of the light, but know this, it will take me many steps to show you what the light is, and even more to prove it to you. But I will prove everything I have to say scientifically, beyond a shadow of a doubt. And everything is documented in my DNA, so check it for all the references. This may sound like science fiction now, but in years to come, it will be reality. So I am the prophet of trinary science, and this is only step zero, and we have 275 steps to go. So this is the journey I will take you on. I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the light lizard.